situation on the edge of Sheffield, South Yorkshire, and built within a harsh, hard, tempestuous valley fueled on laugh-a-minute depression and desperation that verges on the black arts, is Valhalla Dale. A once proud village of people, almost solely employed by the nearby steelworks, now a mass-beating heart within a cold grey corpse where white stone-fronted houses peer out from behind year-round green-topped silver-painted trees like ancient skulls waiting for salvation. Their cracked, desperate concrete tongues hanging from their gaping holes, praying for rain. The main street from the houses down past a handful of shops leads to a hopeless, vast brown river filled with memories of dark tales and romance, of shared pickled eggs and pale ales, heavy petting with the occasional naughty finger, droning kids and hard-hearted farmers with their sacks filled with bricks and kittens. But we know too well, a Yorkshireman will always come back to fish out his bricks. Valhalla Dale is a place governed by a pigeon council, rats who have traded in their wings for expense accounts, and whom would invite, by law, inner city national treasures, low rent entertainers, and deaf blind minstrels living on little baked beans, tin goblin pies, and crispy pancakes, aka the stinker's pantry diet, to reside there, to create there, to die there. But even in Valhalla Dale, jugglers were not welcome.